Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Rupa Shenoy. There are some promising new options for COVID-19 treatment. A pill from Pfizer cleared for emergency use decreases the risk of hospitalization and death from the virus by nearly 90%. And there's a medication that's effective against the Omicron variant. But the supply of both of those treatments is very limited. Joining us to help sort out what this means for patients and the doctors wrestling with what to prescribe is Dr. Sandeep Jabal. He is the medical director for UMass Memorial's COVID Treatment Center. Good morning, Dr. Jabal.
Good morning, Rupa. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for being here. To start out, a lot of the existing available treatments don't work against Omicron, but in your clinic, you've just switched to one that does. And that must be a big shift. So how does that change things for you as you're treating patients?
As you mentioned, Omicron is fairly resistant. It carries more than 35 mutations on the spike protein, which is the key binding site for the anti-spike monoclonal antibodies. Now, owing to these mutations, the Omicron variant acquired resistance to the Regeneron monoclonal antibodies that were highly effective against the Delta variant. So fortunately, there is another monoclonal antibody called sotrovimab, which still holds the neutralization capacity against Omicron and is now the only effective monoclonal antibody therapy. So after around 2,700 Regeneron infusions from July 14 through December 22, UMass is transitioning to sotrovimab starting today.
Just to break that down a little bit, can you remind folks, monoclonal antibodies, what does that mean in layman's terms?
So these are proteins that bind the viruses or the bacteria in the system. So these are produced in the lab and given intravenously to patients who have mild to moderate COVID-19. So when they get intravenously, they bind to all the viruses and specifically to the spike protein of the virus and prevents the virus from binding and infecting human cells.
All right. Thank you. How do you decide which patients will receive the, am I going to say it right? Sotrovimab? Sotrovimab? Am I saying it right? Yeah. How do you decide which patients receive it?
So yeah, so patients who have risk factors that puts them at a higher risk of or for progression to severe COVID-19. And with severe COVID-19, we mean anybody with the risk of hospitalization or bad outcomes, including death. So any patient who is elderly, who is unvaccinated, who has a higher BMI or any patient with a suppressed immune system owing to their disease state or being on any immunosuppressive medication are at higher or considered at being at a higher risk of for severe outcomes from COVID-19.
And as we mentioned, the supply is quite limited. It could increase in the new year, but do you know how long your existing supply will last?
Fortunately, DPH have been supplying us with the monoclonal antibodies on a weekly basis. We have a capacity of treating almost 200 patients a week. And for the past month or so, DPH have been supplying the amount meeting our capacity.
Okay, let's turn specifically to Pfizer's pill, Paxlovid. It has to be taken early after infection. What patients do you think it works best for?
So these are the same patients who are identified having high risk factors for progression to severe COVID-19. So the only difference between the intravenous therapy and the oral medication is that the oral medication has to be given within 5 days from symptom onset, whereas the intravenous treatment, you know, you can give up to 10 days from symptom onset.
So there are other options. Merck has a pill that just received emergency clearance, but it's not as effective as the Pfizer pill. And there are some drugs doctors are using to treat COVID symptoms. But we're 2 years into this pandemic at this point. Is it surprising to you there aren't more effective treatments that are more widely available?
Well, yeah, we are at a much better spot than what we were 2 years ago when we had nothing in our arsenal. Now we are looking at a highly effective intravenous treatment as well as an equally effective oral option. It is very satisfying to know that we have these options now, and especially given the fact that these options are highly effective against the Omicron variant.
Dr. Sandeep Jabal is Medical Director of UMass Memorial's COVID Treatment Center. Thank you so much, Dr. Jabal. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.